It's my privilege now to call up on stage a couple who mean a huge amount to our family and mean a lot to many people around the world. And it's an incredible privilege to be blessed to have such a wonderful leadership example. Please help us to welcome onto stage our own Five Diamond directors, Charlie and Alta Bolton. Thank you.
That's all exciting. Before I go any further, I'd like Alta to share with you. She plays a very important role in our business. Each one complements each other, right? And I need somebody like Alta to be organized. So she just does a great job. So thank you very much, and you share with Alta.
Hi, everybody. Been a fantastic day. Fantastic days. But it's the last session of the day. But anyway, it's been great to be with you today, and as well, of course, last night as well. So, just a little bit about us, for those of you that don't really know us. We started in the business when I was just 25 years old, and Charlie was 31 years. So we were very old. I wasn't going to say old because I always get it. He says he's not old. No, well, young, I'm 65 today, yeah. Okay. So we started when we were very young as well, and it's good to see the young people in the business. And it's been an incredible, incredible journey for us. We know everything that we have and own today is through this opportunity. Now, we own a lot. I mean, if I just look at the farms, the game farms, the vehicles, I mean, everything's paid for in cash. It's through this opportunity. The travels. You know, I always say there's three ways to travel overseas. It's with the team, with the company, and with your family. And one of the, I mean, the GNLD overseas trips is absolutely unbelievable. Like somebody said earlier, they always put us, give us the best accommodation and things like that. But the trick is here is to try and qualify for these things to go free. And that's what we always strive for, is to go free to the company events. And that's what helped us a lot to grow our business. And I can remember taking our whole family with us once. Christy was part of that. All 12 of us went to Disney World. Now, prior to that, quite a few years before that, Christy was only 2 years old, 18 months old. And her mom went over earlier on because she wanted to work on a farm over there with horses, on a horse farm to get some training, extra training. And so they left Christy with us, and we took her over. And everybody was amazed about this little girl, 18 months old, how happy she was this whole, how many hours we were in the air, all the way to America. Now, this was to Kentucky that time, not Disney World. This was to Kentucky, it's a big horse area. And she was such a happy little girl, all the way, smiling all the way, and not crying, not saying anything. Well, not saying anything, but not disturbing anybody. She was very relaxed and so on. And when we arrived on the other side, she didn't want to have anything to do with her mother. I think she was very upset with her mom, perhaps, at that young age to have left us with us. I don't know if that was perhaps it. But anyway, and then, of course, after a day or so, she wouldn't have anything to do with us. It's just her mom. And then the next time we took them over to Disney World was, she's been there three times, so Christy, was with me, Charlie's mom, our parents, and then Christy came with again that time. And then it was the third time, and that's what it was. 12 of us as a family went overseas to Disney World again. I mean, Disney World, we've been there so many, many times, and all through this opportunity. 12 of us, and that was an excellent experience as well, to go with your family overseas and to know that's all paid through just through by using this soap business or this health business that we are in. And you know, I don't think your people realize how big this opportunity is, how big what you can earn for yourself through this opportunity. You know, if I just look at the horses, for instance, the reason why Chrissy is here is mainly because they are here at the horse show, you know, and those American celebrates are not cheap horses. It's not a cheap hobby to have horses. And we imported many, many years ago, we imported American saddlebreds to South Africa. And it's from that bloodline that somebody said that's the best bloodline at this stage in South Africa is on their farm. And they're the ones, they have taken the horse business over from us long ago. You know, they're both Springbok riders, she and her mom, through this opportunity. You know, that's why people don't realize how big this opportunity really is if you really apply yourself. You know, you've got to apply yourself to achieve all these big things. And you know, I think the more longer I'm in this business, the more I realize it's all about being a good advert out there for GNLD. It's all about being a good advert to make GNLD so attractive that people want to be part of it. And it's all up to us to make GNLD that attractive. I mean, how good an advert are you for your own business? Are you a big personal user? You know, I get scared sometimes when I look at the printouts and I see some of our leaders only do 100 personal points. That tells me they are not even using their own products. Because if they only used two Pro Vitality Plus a day, which they should be using for good for health, and the protein powder, and that's almost 100 points just there, you know. So the personal use, you've got to be a good advert for your product. You know, it's scary when I see people land that people's got blood pressure problems and things like that, and they are in this business. It tells me they're not really using their products properly. You know, so we've got to be a good advert out there for our products. And then for your own team, are you a good advert for your own team? Are you moving up in the program or are you static? Have you got a big personal points yourself? Are you introducing new people to your business all the time? So if you're not the advert for your business, how can you expect your people out there to grow? So you have got to be the example that people want to follow. You know, we've got a very big responsibility. We often talk about it. We bring in new people into the business, but they're looking up to us. They're watching us. Whether you like it or not, your action speaks louder than words. Doesn't matter how good a trainer you are, how fantastic a speaker you are, but if you're not getting the results, you are not a true leader. Perhaps I'm not saying it right, but you are not the leader that they can follow. You know, so they are watching you, and if you are not going to move, nobody in your team is going to move, I can promise you. Now, you will get the odd one, it'll go right past you, but you don't want that. You want to be up front there all the time, so that you can benefit as well. You know, once they've gone past you, you don't benefit from them when you get to a certain level. You know, so it's important to be always up front, and you can only do that by being that example to your people. And I'm going to leave you with this. Charlie's got a lot of important things to say. With the six R's. And I want you to write it down, the six R's. The first one is recruit. The recruit. Second one is retail. The third one is reorder. Am I going too fast? Recruit, retail, reorder, reservice, results, retain. Recruit, retail, reorder, reservice, results, retain. Because if you do not have the results, your people are not going to stay with you. Unfortunately, you are not going to retain them. That's the only way you're going to retain your people, is keep your people in the business, is if you yourself are having the results that you should be having and earn what is available. You know, there is so much available in this business that you can earn, so much money available, that you cannot have an excuse not to have the money to get to all the functions, to get to all the events, because you've got a money-making machine in your hands. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Give it a hand. A lot of you see us now where we are. Now, when we joined the business, we had no money. We had a rented house. We had a bucket. It was on payments. There were three children. I think Denise was a year old when we joined. And that's where we were. And we got an airplane, the old Dakota, going up to Maseru to a company function in October 1973. And a couple who got on from East London, the plane flew from wherever to East London, came to Pee, picked us up. Then we came to Bloemfontein and we cleared customs. Yeah, then we flew to Lesotho, right? But when we got on the plane, I only heard this later. They looked at Alta and I don't know if they looked at her or me. They said, "Shay, we've got that poor couple into the business." That's what they said to each other. This came out years later. So somebody said today, don't look at someone for where they are. Look at where they could be. Because we obviously were not prospects then, right? We might have been one of the suspects. So don't prejudge. I want to talk about saying, I want to talk about saying right now, and I think it's a major thing in our business, that possibly holding the world team back, the present team back, and the rest to you. A lot of people, when they join the business, they believe about the business. Am I right? Who believes about it? Don't put up your hands. You see, and as you get going, and Alta said, use a product, do that, you start believing in the business. Am I right? Who believes in the business? And that's possibly why you're not where you should be yet. There's got to reach a stage in your belief when you don't believe about it, you don't believe in it, when you know that's the best thing out there you could possibly offer anyone. You understand? There's no doubt in your mind. You know there's nothing like it. The products, the plan, the works. You see? You see, knowing is believing matured. When I talk to somebody, I know it's the best thing. I don't believe in it or believe about it. I know it. And you've got to get to a stage where you know there is nothing better. You know, when you look at this business, not one of us here are here by accident. Will you believe me on that one? When you come to look at the business, believe me, it's not by accident. God meant you to be here. Now, when God shows you saying and shows you an opportunity, don't doubt your ability to do it. He will never give you an opportunity or show you an opportunity that he does not believe you've got the ability to do. And you know, the most tragic thing out that I see in the business is people who've got these abilities, they've got their talents, but they don't use them. You see, we don't use the God-given talents that he's given us. And that's why many of you and many outside there will go to the grave with their talents, never been used. You should go to the grave that you've used all the talents God gave you on this earth. You know, Miles Monroe said it so. He said there are books that were never written in the cemetery. Businesses were never started in a cemetery. They say when you die, you want to die empty. So that's important. So believe you can. One other thing I want to, before I go further, keep it simple. You know, I'm sometimes around distributors and they complicate the business so much. They're showing somebody Super 10 and they give them 1,000 uses for this stuff. I want to run away. Give them 2 or 3 uses and leave them. Next week, you give them another use or two, right? Sometimes we just get too heavy with this thing. You know, like a plan. Keep it simple. You can't give all your knowledge to somebody in 5 minutes. You blow them out. Eventually, they look at you and they say, "Oh, I'll never be able to do that." They say, what's the name? Samson killed, 10,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. You ever read that in the Bible? I sometimes wonder how many good people have been blown out of this opportunity with the same method. A jawbone of an ass. Am I right? Talking too much. See, some people just natter, and sometimes, thank God, they're just lucky they shut up at the right time. The less you talk, the better. I meet some people, man, they're like a gramophone, just on and on and on. If you want to do anything good in this business, find out about them. Find out what they want. Find out why they would want to do it. Find out their needs. Now, it's fine talking about all these trips and Dubai and all those kind of things, but a new person starts this business, they might just need a set of tires for the motor car. They're not thinking of Dubai or clothes for the children or something like that. So let's spend our time finding out what they want, what their needs are, and let us help them get it. And I'll tell you what, you'll have the best people in your business. Another tragedy in this business is a lot of people gratify an immediate need instead of building for the future. Now, I don't know if Pierre does that, but I happened to hear him mention golf from the stage today. You see, now a lot of people gratify an immediate need. I'm going to play golf now, whatever. I don't say you do it. I'm not around. Okay? Instead of building for the future. You with me? You see, then you can play golf when and where you want to. And the guy who said that to me one day was very successful in our business. And he played in Scotland. He played at Pebble Beach, California. Now, those years, I'm talking late in the 80s, to play at Pebble Beach, California, just a tee off was those days a couple of $1,000. But they went around touring the world playing golf. And saying, well, golf started in Scotland, he played there. Is it better to gratify an immediate need or sacrifice and build for the future and do what you want to do when and how you want to do it? You know, whatever your dream is, put it aside. Stop kidding yourself and get going. I gave Christy some good advice the other day. She wouldn't take it. You see, she was working for her dad and she hated it. And now she's back in the stable. She's quite happy with horses. I said, you need to get back to your dad and work there. No, I'd rather die. And I said, you need to work there. And that's the right attitude. I'd rather die than you work like crazy to get out of there and get your business going. You see, if you don't like what you're doing, that's good. It's not bad. Work hard at it until you get out of it. Well, I see a lot of people quit in this business. They get in, they're excited, and the first challenge they hit, boom, they're gone, over. Folks, challenges are good. Challenges would make you grow. You see, if Alt and I had to earn what we earned today way back, I would have done stupid things with it. But God challenges you for you to grow, to get to where he wants you to be, where he's going to reward you. A lot of people never get the reward. Because the moment they hit the challenge, they boom and they quit. And folks, the reason I am still here, I hate the quitter, I really do. They're gutless. And I personally will never quit. You know why? I will never allow anyone the pleasure of laughing at me and say, yeah, I told you it wouldn't work, or I told you this. You see, success is revenge. You need to rub their noses in those who criticize you. I don't care who you are. People are watching you right now. They're watching you, your friends, your family, all the people who said no. And they're waiting for you to quit. And you just need to go for it, flat out, and achieve. Let me show you something about life. Let's say that's you. Okay? You're starting off on the road. As you start growing in this business, you might get to whatever level. You're going to reach a point where we call it the correction point, okay? Now, if you don't grow, I talk about mentally, physically, spiritually, get your body in shape. Lucas Vernikek told me a good thing just now. He said a friend phoned him and says to him, you had an accident. So Lucas said, no, I didn't have an accident. The guy said, yes, you did. And he said to Lucas, you burst the airbag. Your airbag burst. Do you understand? I see somebody pointed there. So if you've got an airbag, it's going to burst. Get rid of it. Do you understand? You don't want it to burst. Rather get rid of it. Poor putty. I got you on the spot right there. But understand, it doesn't matter what it is. Go through it. Right? Go through that challenge. Grow. And if you grow, if you don't, you'll level out. And you'll eventually go down. But if you grow mentally, physically, spiritually, and keep going, working hard on yourself and the business, you'll reach the next level. That might be director, sapphire director, ruby director, but you're going to reach a level, and you're either going to grow through it, or you're going to level off or go down. You know, folks, the only kind of fish that go upstream are live fish. Dead fish go downstream. And that's when you get challenges, that's when you've got to go up. You reach that level, the same thing will happen. You either level out and go down, or you grow and change and move on to the next level. And the day you stop growing, you'll start dying. I'm not talking about physically, but in your business, in your excitement, in where you're going. So if your upline is not moving, don't worry about it. Just love them and get on. Thank God they showed you the business. But your success does not depend on anyone else. Our upline did not grow. They eventually quit and wanted us to quit after 3 months. And the upline didn't do too much. But I recall that guy, he was an attorney. He's still alive, I think. But he used to earn in the region of about 14,000 rand a month. I'm talking about way back, out of our business at Alton Eyeball. Isn't that exciting? You see, so don't worry if you go past your upline. They will still earn money. They'd be excited at your building, right? I bet he was excited. He earned a fortune. So don't worry about your upline or not moving. Another thing is, you know, it doesn't matter where you are right now. You know, in 1987, Alton, a lot of you don't know the story, but we were distributors, and Alton and I had, we 10-to-1 in 1977. I think we had half of GNLD's business in South Africa. And we were earning pretty good money those days. For those days, you can imagine, I think you could take a rand and buy about $1.30 with it. It was the other way around. We must have been earning about 3,000 or 4,000 rand a month those days. In 1978, Alta wasn't with me. We were in Mauritius at a convention. Alta was at home with Christopher. What was he, about 6 months or 9 months old or whatever? And that was the youngest one. We were at Mauritius at a company convention. And on the final day, they don't ask you, do you want to work for the company or do this? They promoted me to the national sales director. It all sounded very romantic, but now suddenly, well, I'm earning 3,000 to 4,000 rand a month. The company paid me 1,200 rand a month. So it wasn't very exciting, but they paid the expenses, you understand, which was good. And anyhow, it's well, we worked at the business and then became vice president. At the end of 1985, went back into the field in 86 as a distributor. We started scratch like you. And I want to give you a story. The guy who ran the company then asked me, he said, Charlie, where are you guys going to build a business? Because we were living in the Eastern Cape. He said, you're going to move to Durban or Cape Town? So I said, no, we're going to build right here in Port Elizabeth. He said, are you crazy? He said, let me tell you a story. He said, you know, a lot of business people got together in Port Elizabeth, this is now beginning of 86, and they had a meeting. And P's economy wasn't good those days, and said, and the businessmen agreed that the last one to leave town would let the dolphins go free and switch electricity off. That's how he encouraged me, you understand? Which is possibly good advice for me, because I said, I'll show you. And you know, most of our business started right there in the Eastern Cape, although it's all over the world today. You understand? So you don't have to go running all over. Start where you are. We lived 80 kilometers from a town. We had to travel to our meetings. You see, people sometimes say you're lucky, but, you know, we had no money. But every night of the week, they had presentations in Port Elizabeth those days. Alt and I were there. I'd be working with a little company, Bucky. I'd be somewhere in the field. But we'd meet at the meeting. She'd come in with our bucky. Those days we never had the supplements. And we'd travel home those 80 kilometers. Then I'll pass Alta on the road sleeping. And then a little further on, she'll pass me. Because the meetings ended at 11 o'clock those days. And we weren't used to this. We never had television or anything those days. And we never used to late nights. You understand? But thank God it was so safe to sleep on the road, next to the roads those days. But that's how we built the visit. Every Saturday afternoon was training. There was not an option. We were there. We didn't make it an option. We made sure we were there. A lot of people say you're lucky. Say, no, I'm lucky I wasn't lazy. I'm lucky I did what I had to do. I'm lucky I had the guts to get over my challenges. I'm lucky I didn't listen to negative people. And lucky, if you spell it, L-U-C-K, means labor under correct knowledge. Am I right? And in GNLD and Eagle Team, you're laboring under correct knowledge. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you come from, you know. We're on the way up here. Alta and I were talking to a lady, or she called us. That's Yubri. She's 86. I don't, she'd been 86 for a little while. But she drives herself around. She's a Sapphire director. She earns good money in the business. You understand? 20,000+ rand a month. I think maybe 25. I'm not dead sure. And she phones us to ask a couple of questions. Said she prays for every weekend function, Yubri, especially for the Sunday morning. She will pray for it, right? She prays a lot, I tell you. It's exciting to be in a business. We know people out there are praying for you, praying for success. You don't know it, right? So don't worry where you are right today. Get excited about where you're going. Get excited about the future. Because you know, we're living in exciting times. When you see people losing their jobs, feel sorry for them, but get excited about our business. I've been through that before in this business. Every time it went bad out there, we flew. It's been one of the most informative days, last night and tomorrow will be final, that I've ever seen at a weekend function with practical information. Right? It really has been. And if you take that and go and apply it, and realize that the people out there are looking at you. Your downlines are watching you. They're watching your health. They're watching you either get into shape or get out of shape. They're watching you if you're going to grow. See, you should be excited about your bonus checks. And brag about it. And make sure every month is better than last month. I'll tell you, you should keep copies of each one in a file. And I made sure everyone was growing. I didn't want them to say to me, well, where were you that month? Did you go on holiday? You should just get out there and do it. You see, folks, we are touching the lives of people out there. They are looking at us. They are looking at you and me for belief. So we need to go and give them that confidence. And one day, folks, you touch someone's life, they come and thank you for it. And we're going to change the face of Africa. Yeah, when we get to the GNLD convention next year, I really mean this. Those top tens are going to be dominated by Eagle Team. No, it's going to be, right? Okay. So I want to thank you. Have a great evening. We're going to have an exciting and informative day tomorrow to wrap it up and give you the fire that you need to get out there and do it. Thank you very much, and God bless you.